It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
Okay, for the past bit, I've been off my diet, gaining weight, trying to figure out what to do, not been following all the nutrition advice I've learned over the years, and I blame it on Hurricane Irma. Because when we evacuated, I had the car loaded with snacks and got off the track there. So I'm glad to have our guest with us today, because if you're like me, you're going to want to hear from our guest, Amy Gorin. And she's the owner of Amy Gorin Nutrition in the New York City area. She's a former magazine editor for Health, Prevention, Parents, and Weight Watchers magazine. And she now writes nutrition articles for publications like EverydayHealth.com, FoodNetwork.com, creates recipes for her blog. She's got Amy's Eats list, works as a nutrition spokesperson for brands and different commodities she loves, and co-runs Master the Media, a media training e-course for health professionals. So, Amy, maybe you can help me get back on track.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So I know you're a believer in eating like fruits or vegetables more often, I should say, maybe, or with each meal. How do you feel?
So this is, we're entering spring. It's, I see snow on the ground, but spring is around the corner. And this is a great time of year to really embrace the fruits and vegetables because there are so many wonderful in-season options. I like to recommend to any meal or snack that you're eating to incorporate a fruit or a vegetable into that eating occasion. And this is really because fruits and vegetables, in addition to offering so many minerals and vitamins, also have a lot of attributes that can help with weight loss and weight maintenance. So they're rich in water. Many fruits and vegetables contain more than 90% water, so that's a lot. And they also offer a lot of fiber. So that water is beneficial because it helps to keep you fuller for longer so that you might eat less during the meal and that you might stay fuller after that meal and be less likely to be snacking, after you ate lunch or dinner. And there's actually some really cool research that shows that when you eat a low-calorie salad before a meal, so something that's high in vegetables, that significantly reduces how many calories you eat during that meal. And as far as the fiber goes, that offers filling benefits to keep you fuller for longer. So, that snacking that we talked about is less likely to happen.
Okay.
I've
got a question. I got to interrupt here. Is it, when I lost weight before, okay, I did. I lost a considerable amount and gained it back.
That's fantastic.
I know. Well, I told you, I blame Hurricane Irma. But in any event, it was because I ate a lot of fruit throughout the day because I like to eat something. I like chewing and gum, at this age, forget my teeth. I eat a lot of strawberries and bananas. But other people tell me that fruit is high in sugar, so I shouldn't eat so much. But my feeling is it's better than eating chips and all. I mean, what do you think, like, for snacking? Is there too much fruit I can eat in the day? Or, what do you suggest?
Yeah, so it's all about balance. If you eat a couple of servings of fruit a day, that's a lot different than eating, I don't know how much you're eating, but let's just say imaginary person is eating, 10 pieces of fruit. That's a big difference.
Fruit does have more calories.
Right, I didn't think so.
I'm too lazy to wash and cut it up, so...
Fruit has more calories than vegetables, but it's still not going to be as many calories as, a cookie or, a container of chips. So it's all about balance. I do like to recommend, with meals, try and incorporate vegetables. You can have some fruit a couple of times a day, a few times a day, but try and add, some salad to a meal, some vegetables to your omelet, some roasted asparagus as a side dish to your salmon. And then, that fruit can appear, say you want to add some berries to your oatmeal or Greek yogurt for breakfast, or, I like to make a fruit-based nice cream, I call it. It's made out of frozen bananas for dessert. I'm getting that
healthy
treat. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You hit on something.
It's so good.
Because everybody I tell about it has never heard of it. I bought a machine. It was at Walmart one day. A friend of mine told me about it. So I immediately went to Walmart, bought this machine. And I know Target's got them, everybody else. And you put in frozen bananas, but I added a couple strawberries or pineapple or whatever else. And when it comes out, it is soft ice cream. I swear to you, I can't tell the difference. And it has been the greatest dessert.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. So everybody listening, please go get it. What's it? I don't even know the name of the machine to tell them.
Are you talking? I think you're talking about the bananas machine. Is that right?
I don't know
the name.
There's
one called that.
Okay, I bought it.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I love it.
Yeah. I also use, I use my food processor to make this. So you can use, you know, if you have the machine like you have, or if you have a food processor like I have, I just take a couple of frozen bananas, and I like to add unsweetened cocoa powder, so you get that nice sweetness without adding any additional sugar, and you get antioxidants from that cocoa powder as well. And then, you know, I can blend, I blend that together in the food processor, and I have this amazing creamy dessert. You can also, like you said, add strawberries or other fruit, and you can add so many different flavors. The banana kind of acts as, you know, a neutralizer, and those other additions that you're adding really boost the flavor a lot. And so that's a nice dessert that's not going to be higher, you know, high in calories. You're getting your fruit. You're doing something good for your body.
Well, and I don't mean to sound like a commercial for it, but I have a sweet tooth. And so I used to love ice cream or whatever else I could eat at night. And when I got hooked on this, it became a nightly thing. So even if I'm having a, just like a banana, one banana's worth and a couple other fruits, it's not a huge serving, yet I feel like I'm eating ice cream every night. And as a matter of fact, you'll laugh, I put a little bit of whipped cream on it, but whipped cream was low in calories. And so I'm thinking, okay. So it was my way of cheating. And that's when I was losing weight. I need to get back to that because it is
great. Great. And that's not cheating at all. You figured out a way to get your food into your day in a way that, you know, is dessert, but that's not full of added sugar or calories. So that's fantastic.
Okay. Now, what's your thought on water? Because you've mentioned something about drinking and eating water, or I mean, what?
Yeah. So hydration is super important. You know, for one, it keeps our bodies healthy. But for another, when we're talking about weight loss, about weight maintenance, you know, we already talked about the importance of eating our water and our fruits and vegetables, but also drinking enough water throughout the day is also really important. And you'll see the benefits, you know, if you drink some water before your meal so that you kind of fill up a little bit on that water, you know, and you can eat less during the meal. There's actually really cool research that was done on British adults who are obese, and they were asked to drink about 2 cups of water before eating each of their daily meals. They did that for 3 months, and guess how much weight they lost? They lost 9 pounds. So that just goes to show these small changes can really add up to really big benefits.
Okay, now I got to admit, the taste of plain water just doesn't excite me, and so I get the water flavors and add a little bit of drops to it. What's your feeling on that?
So there's ways to flavor your water. Like, you know, there's some people like you, you know, like you said, who, if you just don't enjoy the taste of water. So there's ways that you can absolutely add a lot of flavor. You know, one is if you add some berries, you know, some sliced strawberries, some blueberries to your water and kind of let that sit overnight in the fridge, it'll taste really delicious. You can even add things like honeydew or cantaloupe. I also love the cucumber and lemon combination. So you can kind of play around with all these different flavored water variations, you know, make that your, you know, what am I going to drink today, you know, experiment of how you want to flavor your water, and you can make it fun that way. You know, tea is also water. So if you like the flavor of tea, whether it's green tea or herbal tea, you can add that into your day and drink a couple of glasses of tea, and that will also add to your water intake.
Interesting. Okay. Hey, and I agree with you because I know when I drink more water throughout the day, I am fuller and eat less. And the days I don't, you know, I do find myself eating more. So I am a believer in that. Just the flavor drops. What about coffee? Coffee's got water in it. Do you think the same as tea? I'm getting the same or no?
So up to a certain point, if you drink, you know, 1 or 2 cups of coffee a day, that can hydrate you after, you know, if you drink a lot of coffee, that's going to actually do some, you know, opposite of dehydrating you a little bit. So you just want to keep that in mind. You know, if you want your caffeine, if you want some extra caffeine, maybe switch to green tea at a certain point in your day.
Okay. So this episode my wife can't listen to because I tell her coffee's good for me. So you've given us some great tips, and we're going to run out of time here. So I want to invite everybody to visit your website. We'll put the link up on ours, but amygorinnutrition.com. And I just, you know, I think some of the tips you gave us are great just because if I eat some more fruit, I'm going to eat less of the snacks because otherwise I called it my Hurricane Irma weight. And it is. I ate all kinds of chips and M&Ms while driving and gave the excuse because we're under stress. But I've got to lose that weight. It's been a long time, and I just keep going the wrong direction. So eating fruit, I think, is great, like you said, and drinking a lot of water is going to help fill us up. And you gave us some great ways to flavor that water. And my favorite is having the bananas turn into soft ice cream. So I got to go check out your website for some recipes also. So, Amy, thank you for joining us today. I'm David Pollack.
Thank you so much.
Your beauty expert. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.